Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We've known that diabetics who use artificial sugars to control their disease don't always see a positive result, but doctors had no idea why.
It seems to contradict logic, since they're not actually consuming sugar, but a recent study explains why. Artificial sweeteners change the resident bacterial population we all have in our gut, known as the microbiome.
The experiments first showed that sugar substitutes such as saccharin and sucralose fed to mice elevated their blood sugar levels more than mice fed sugar. The next study looked at whether artificial sweeteners changed the gut microbiome and, in turn, the blood glucose levels.
After a 9-day treatment with saccharin, the mice gut bacterial population shifted dramatically and increased their blood sugar. The bacteria shifted to a group called Bacteroidetes and declined in another called Clostridiales.
This change has been associated with obesity in mice and people. When they gave these mice antibiotics, which wiped out those bacteria, you guessed it, there was a reversal of blood sugar effect from the saccharin.
But what happens in people? A study of 400 people found the gut microbiome of those who used artificial sweeteners was vastly different from non-consuming ones.
A small group who consumed high levels of it for 7 days ended up with high blood sugar levels. These studies show that artificial sweeteners may cause glucose intolerance instead of preventing it.
It's also clear our gut bacteria could play a role in diabetes, and in the future, treatments based on altering our microbiome will expand.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.